Kunjabi Hari. Kunjabi Hari. Gopi Jana Bhala Bhagiri Guru Hari. Gopi Jana Bhala Bhagiri Guru Gopi Jana Bhala Bhagiri Guru Jasodhanandana Prajajanaranjana Jasodhanandana Prajajanaranjana Jamunatiravana Chadi Jamunatiravana Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jai Radha Madhava Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Radha Madhava Kunjabi Gopi Jana Balabha Giri Buddha Dadi 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 Jasodhanandana Prajajanaranjana Jasodhanandana Prajajanaranjana Jamuna Tiravana Chadi Jamuna Tiravana Chadi Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Paramahansa, Parivijagacharaja Astatara Satasi, Sri Madhis Divine Grace, Esi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Ananta Koti Vaishnavrindiki, Gaur Premanandi. There isn't a mark for the verse. What's the verse number? 14. 14, 15th chapter, thank you. Wow. Look at this on the screen. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasati Yatra Purusha. Sarve Vaikuntha Murtaya. Yena Mitta Nimittena. Dharme na yajnyan harim. Vasanti yatra purusha. Sarve vaikuntha murtayah. Yena mitta nimittena. Dharme na radyam harim. Ladies, please. Now we're going to hear the girls chant in unison, right? Vasanti yatra purusha sarve vaikuntha murtayah ye nimitta nimittena dharme narayan. And boys chant in unison. Sarve Vaikuntha Murtayah Namita Mitena. Vasanti, they live. Yatra, where? Purushah, persons. Sarve, all. Vaikuntha Murtayah, having a four-ended form similar to that of the Supreme Lord Vishnu. Yay! Those Vaikuntha persons, Animita, without desire for sense gratification, Nimittena, caused by. Dharmena, by devotional service. Aradhayan, continuously worshiping. Harim, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation, in the Vaikuntha planets, all the residents are similar in form to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They all engage in devotional service to the Lord without desires for sense gratification. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The residence and the form of the living, and the form of living in Vaikuntha are described in this verse. The residents are all like the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana, in the Vaikuntha planets. Krishna's plenary feature as four-handed Narayana is the predominating deity, and the residents of Vaikuntha Loka are also four-handed, just contrary to our conception here in the material world. Nowhere in the material world do we find a human being with four hands. In Vaikuntha Loka, there is no occupation. the party. But the service of the Lord. And this service is not rendered with a purpose. Although every service has a particular result, the devotees never aspire for the fulfillment of their own desires. Their desires are fulfilled by rendering transcendental loving service to the Lord. Everything on Wednesday morning is very regulated, so I'm going to keep track of time. In the following purport, Prabhupada expresses that no one can know about the realm of transcendence, the spiritual realm, without the hearing from the authoritative sources. Conversely, one can know from hearing from authoritative sources. That is, you know, the conventional language in the West is revealed scripture. And what is revealed scripture? It's transcendence, a parting sound vibration into this realm, and in this realm, then that which is of the spiritual realm becomes revealed. At least conceptually means the mind. There's different functions of the mind. One of them is carrying conceptions of life from Bhagavad Gita. Living entity, within their mind, there's thinking, feeling, and willing. Thinking, contemplating an object of a sense, having some feeling about that contemplation, the object, like, I like it, I don't like it, I got to get rid of this, or I got to get some more of these. Step feeling, then willing, then actions follow the mind, commonly. And then, in addition to thinking, feeling, willing, the second function of the mind is carrying conceptions like air carries aroma. That's easy. Air is neutral. If air passes over a rose garden, it smells rosy on the other end. Supposing the same air, a little further down, passes over a garbage dump. It stinks. One of the things in New York is Staten Island has become a mountain of garbage. You go down, you know, this expressway, Staten Island Expressway. Ooh. The air is neutral, but it stinks because the air is carrying aroma. Similarly, the mind is neutral. However, their conceptions of life and how are conceptions based upon the association of the mind. And a big feature of the mind's association is sound. There's a reason for that. The first element of creation is sky, and then from sky comes sound. Or within sky is sound. And then grosser forms are layered on top of the subtle form, but first comes sound. So how do we know about Vaikuntha? How we know about anything is from the Vedas. And when one hears, then one can know about this and that and the other thing based upon principles found in the Vedas. Before coming to Alachua, I was in Edison, New Jersey. I'm looking around in the room of those students. How did Edison, New Jersey get its name? Anybody know? Oh, you're not supposed to ask questions. Anybody know? Thomas Edison, once upon a time, he discovered a light bulb. And they have a monument. It's a picture of it's a light bulb statue. And it's the place where his little workshop was, where he found out how you can make a light bulb. This and that and the other and the other and the other. And they named the city after him. Probably got a couple of dollars from, you know, the discovery. But it's not something new. There's within all knowledge is within the Vedas. They didn't like tell you how to make a light bulb, but the principles, the foundational principles of laws governing matter. It's science, but you know, there's a spiritual science, and it's just the details are presented in the Vedas. Far more advanced than light bulbs. And other forms of, you know, what somebody that's an inventor invents, or a technology person, you wiggle something over here and you find out that something over there wiggles. There's the cause and then the effect. You become an engineer, you got a job, and you can live happily because you learned the laws of cause and effect. Is there something like, where did the law come from? And where did the matter come from? And where did, you know, they don't ask those questions, just they want to get a job. The push and the pull, the cause and the effect. But there's a cause of all causes. There is a cause of all causes. And how do you find out about the cause of all causes? Same principle, from the Vedas, through sound. And it's not just conceptual, because back to the idea, the mind carries conceptions. So you can carry a spiritual conception, but more than sound doesn't just give you a spiritual conception. Spiritual sound gives an opportunity to directly experience that which is the source. So that's what's going on in this particular section of the Srimad Bhagavatam. I'm just a little review, you must know. This is a discussion. Lord Brahma is being asked some questions, and he's giving answers. And, you know, the appearance of Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu is being explained by the event that preceded the cause, preceding the effect. The four Kumaras were direct sons of Lord Brahma, and the four Kumaras were very capable individuals. From the time of their birth, they were empowered. And as they were empowered, they're moving around like no restriction. They didn't have an airplane, they didn't have a visa, they didn't have a passport. They just went, zoom, zoom, off they go. And they went everywhere in the material, and they went even into the spiritual realm. They're going to come to the gates of Vaikuntha, and we're going to hear this wonderful description of what's it like in Vaikuntha. Because of the context, I'm going to tell a little story. Once upon a time, I was a kid. And I grew up in a Christian family. And little Christian boys do what little good Christian boys do. They go to Sunday school. So in Sunday school, I heard about heaven. So I asked Mom and Dad, what's it like there? They didn't say they didn't know, but they didn't know. I mean, there is heaven, but, you know, the distinction between heaven and the kingdom of God, that's like off the chart. But what's it like in heaven? They didn't know. What to speak of the spiritual world, what to speak of what it's like in the spiritual world or in Vaikuntha. But they didn't know, but they didn't say they didn't know. They said, oh, isn't that nice? Pat on the head. But they didn't know. So I went and asked the priest. The priest didn't know either. And I feel a few other sources, and I kind of like, okay, I'm just going to do what you're supposed to do. Don't ask these thoughtful questions. Just be successful. Anyway, you know the standard of be successful in the modern world. You know, the shape of it has changed, but it's the same basic principles. So, again, another little sharing. I was with this past weekend, I was in Gita Nagari. Gita Nagari is a farm community, just like this place was once upon a time purchased by Balavanta Prabhu, because Prabhupada had indicated there should be such rural self-sufficiency type of projects. So he founded this place. And similarly, you know, Gita Nagari was purchased from New York. And we just had a retreat in Gita Nagari for new people that they haven't even heard the term Bhagavad Gita, Hare Krishna mantra. There were a handful that knew, but most of the people were just social media, and anyway, they showed up. So the question came up in the question answer discussion, exactly what's going on here in the verse. That's why I'm making reference to it. Like, what's this? You asked this question when you were a kid, what's heaven? What's it like in heaven? It's the same question. And there's this Krishna Loka place or Vaikuntha place. What's it like there? So, you know, because I knew what I was going to be speaking on when I came to Alachua, I made reference. Go to Vedabase. It's Vedabase.com. You can find it on your phone or your computer. And you'll read about it. Vaikuntha. I'm going to read the next verse. This was text 14. Text 15. In the Vaikuntha planets, plural, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the original person who can be understood through the Vedic literature. He is full of the uncontaminated mode of goodness. With no place for passion or ignorance, he contributes religious progress. He contributes religious progress for the devotees. And then there's many verses. You'll have an opportunity to read at your leisure. You know, what goes on there? And, you know, there's verse after verse after verse. But you're not going to find out by getting in an airplane and going to Vaikuntha, because airplanes don't make it there. The Kumaras made it there because they had mystic powers. But there is a place, there is such a place. And we're meant to be there. It's our original place of, it's our home. And we just kind of went off in la-la land somewhere and got lost, forgetting all kinds of things. And the purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam, there's a purpose in Brahma narrating what he's narrating. It's not just information. It's information. But it's not just information. It's who we really are and where we really belong. And it's a nice idea to ask the question, who am I? It's a nice idea. Don't worry about it. I just, whatever happens, happens. Okay. I lost my train of thought. Yeah, asking the question, who am I? There's preliminary who am I, and then there's more advanced who am I, and there's more advanced, and there's the full understanding of who am I. Muktir Hitvanyata Rupam Svarupena Vyavastati. Prabhupada liked quoting that, a description of what liberation is. Liberation, just like knowing yourself requires preliminarily knowing who you're not. Because we're holding on to the conception in our mind of who we are, but that conception that we're holding on to is who we're not. So to get to who you are, you have to let go of who you're not. And then when you take away who you're not, what's left? It's who you are. At least potentially, purposefully, you can know who you are. And then that's just preliminary. I'm spirit soul, Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2. I'm not this body, I'm spirit soul, that's great. Then what? Then what do I do now that I'm spirit soul? But I've got a body. The body has needs, I've got a mind, the mind has desires, conceptions, you know, what am I supposed to do? So then you align yourself with what souls do when they're in the spiritual state of consciousness. So practice yoga with the spiritual conception of I'm spirit soul and I'm meant to live this way. And then slowly, the more complete Svarupena Vyavastati. Svarupena, one has a spiritual form, not just a spark, but a form. A spiritual form, and spiritual form with spiritual activities. And being situated, Vyavastati, being situated in a spiritual form with spiritual activities in relation to the Supreme Spirit. I mean, the concept is simple. Doing it is another thing. But there's a practice, sadhana bhakti. That's the practice. And then sadhana bhakti has a purpose. And what's the purpose of sadhana bhakti? You get 5 gold stars on your report card. That's the purpose, right? No. I mean, that may happen. It may not happen. But what's important is knowing who you are, and then aligning your activities with the Supreme and being situated in that relationship with the Supreme eternally. And then what do you do there? Because, you know, like asking my mom and dad, what's it like in heaven? And what do you do? What do the people do there? So this is not heaven, this is Vaikuntha. And what do people do there? It's right in the purport. Is there any of the verse and purport? And I have 3 minutes. So they engage in service. So we engage in service here, and we engage in service there. But the service is loving service, and loving service doesn't have a motive. No, who does something where there's no motive? So there is a motive, but it's not a selfish motive. What's a motive that's not a selfish motive? It's love. Or for the happiness of the beloved, I do. There's no material purpose. The purpose is the happiness of the beloved is my happiness. It's really simple. I mean, and it's nice, more than in addition to simple. You know, in school you learn composition, your grammar, subject, object, verb, and predicate. You all know that stuff. So we're the subject, and Krishna is the object, and the verb is service. We serve Krishna for the pleasure of Krishna, so that's the predicate, for his happiness. So there is purpose. But there's no material purpose. There's nothing, what's in it for me. It's a big obstacle for spiritual consciousness. Is it possible? The answer to this question is yes. Is it possible that one can be very enthusiastic in devotional service and think that I'm at the center? Certainly possible. I know a few people like that. And, you know, as enthusiastic as they are for devotional service, it's all about them, unfortunately. It's all about them. I mean, Krishna's in the picture for sure, but it's about them. So in Vaikuntha, that's gone. And so Brahma is informing his audience the visit that the four Kumaras made to Vaikuntha, and this is what they experienced. One last thing. It says multiple times, everyone there is four-handed, and there's nobody here that's four-handed, so it's another type of place. However, get ready for a surprise. You ready? You like surprises? Me too. There's a book by Sanatana Goswami. You know who is Sanatana Goswami? Sanatana Goswami wrote a book, Brihat Bhagavatamrita, and Gopa Kumar, like the four Kumaras, he visits all kinds of places. And one of those places he visits is Vaikuntha. And it's not everybody has four arms. They've got lots of arms, some. And some this, and some that, some. So there's the picture that we're getting in the Bhagavatam, and somehow Sanatana Goswami has additional description or information, understanding. And, you know, that which is unlimited isn't limited. It's pretty no-brainer. That which is unlimited isn't limited. So Vaikuntha is without limit. The standard, by and large, is this four-headed forms. Engage in activity with no purpose. But there's no material purpose. There's a spiritual purpose. Okay. The 8:30 bell just rang. Now, there's some opportunity. Some students are remaining. And if there's an opportunity, you'd like to discuss some topic. Ask any questions. Okay, off you go. Whoever's remaining, you can remain. Whoever has to go, has to go. We'll see you guys later.
Thank you.
I guess those of you that are remaining, you're the privileged ones or something like that.
We're just remaining for 5 minutes.
Huh?
We're just here for 5 minutes.
Okay, you're privileged 5 more minutes. Probably a little older too, but you know, whatever else is the reasons for your being here. Comments? Questions?
Maharaj, you mentioned that one can be very enthusiastic in performing devotional service, but it's all about them. Could you please expand on that?
Yeah.
I fear I'm in that category.
No. Oh, I don't know about that. But there are different persons that have different personalities, so it's not like a cookie cutter type. But it's a principle. And the principle is who's at the center? Who's at the center? And there are persons very enthusiastic about Krishna, and it's about themselves. Krishna's in the picture for sure. And they're at the center. Now, it's not, you know, ego-less means false ego, the bodily conception. There is a spiritual conception of self. naturally, a spiritual conception of self. In that spiritual conception of self, what's it like? Jivir Swarupayak Nitya Krishna Das. I'm the eternal servant of Krishna. That's who I am. And he is at the center. He is at the center. He's at the center. It is not so. I am just one of many engaging in the service of he who is at the center. And there's a happiness. The essence of the happiness is not me. The essence of the happiness, there's happiness. But the essence of the happiness is his happiness, the supreme source of everything's happiness. And having that connection, having that good fortune. It's, you know, a little bit like the point that was made yesterday evening about, you know, the very special fortune of the human form of life, artadam. It can give spiritual perfection. Perfection. But that perfection is, I'm no longer at the center. There is a center. And I'm connected to that center, and my happiness is being provided the facility for service. That good fortune is bestowed, descending manner, from the sources, the mediums of the conduits, the instruments of the Supreme. So I feel grateful. You asked me to elaborate on it, so I'm trying to do that. It's good to be enthusiastic, and it's better than good to be Krishna's at the center. Perfection. Total. Vyavasayatmika Bhuti. Okay. Now it's a normal class again. Okay.
Haribol, yeah. Maharaj.
Okay. I hear.
You can hear, right?
I hear your voice. I hear you loud and clear.
Good.
Especially loud.
So the scientist says they could see at least 200 billion galaxies. So does this mean that within there, the Vaikuntha planet can be noticed also? I mean, 200 billion galaxies. One galaxy has innumerable planets, like uncountable. Maybe over 2 billion, no, two trillion galaxies, rather. So do you think the possibility of seeing Vaikunthas there exists?
You probably understand your question. I don't.
Is it?
Say it again. That's what you're asking?
Of course.
Of course not.
But why not?
Why not? Why? Yeah. Because the material senses don't stretch to the material, to the spiritual realm. Even.
So
the mind. You know, everything has to become, the senses and the mind have to become spiritual, and then. Okay?
So how do we know when we ask someone what Vaikuntha is like, how can we know that we're talking to someone who really has an experience of what Vaikuntha is like?
Really has a what?
Has experience, personal experience, rather than just, I've heard it's like this, but I can see it's like that. I personally realize it like that.
What you're asking is a little bit what we're going to be speaking about this evening. No, not this evening. Next time we speak about Prahlad's teaching to his students. But pragya, stitta pragya. Because there's a verse in Bhagavad Gita where Krishna says, I'm going to describe to you what is that person who is absorbed in transcendence, stitta pragya, or stitta dimuni, nice devotee. So they're experiencing, and then there's lakshana, there's characteristics of. So you want to know, how do you know? Krishna's telling how you know, and there's characteristics of such a person. And you can't get inside their head and say, I can see that you see. But there's characteristics of one who has that position, has that experience. And, you know, it's not sometimes, it's all the time. So by characteristics, you can know something, including this one. Okay? Someone else had their hand.
Hare Krishna, thank you for the class. You sound like you're well acquainted with the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. So how did Gopal Kumar, if he's a resident of this world like us, how did he go to the higher, and then even Vaikunthas? Did he take his body with him? Was it transmuted? Or how did he go all the way up to be embraced by Sri Krishna?
Well, how does anybody do something like that? He was gifted with that ability, and he was gifted with that ability in a descending fashion. He was just this little boy living in Vrindavan, and he got a gift. It started with a mantra, and he took three varies seriously, his chanting of the mantra, and because of his very seriousness in chanting of the mantra, he became more elevated, his consciousness, and then with his consciousness, he had power to do things that most of the rest of us don't. You know, and the author, Sanatana Goswami. So he simply had that power. You know, but where did he get it from? How did he know? How did Sanatana Goswami know what he knows? By descending mercy. So Gopal Kumar. And he made himself eligible before he was just this little boy. So it's same for all of us. Same for Prahlad. And what we're doing for at least many of us are preparing for Nrisimha Chaturdasi, and it's the same program. How did Prahlad become Prahlad? How does one become qualified to do what ordinary people can't do? Effort and mercy. Simple. Profound effort, profound mercy. Someone else had over on this side had their hand up. No, okay. Yes. Here's the microphone.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for your class, Maharaj. Can you just speak a little bit about the internal and external? I guess these questions are just making me, because Krishna consciousness is an internal consciousness.
Yes.
So Vaikuntha is and all the spiritual things are internal in our soul, right? Not external.
No, you're mixing words. There's eternal and not eternal or temporary, and then there's internal and there's external.
Yeah, I guess I'm the internal and external difference.
So Vaikuntha is not, as opposed to external, it's internal. It's not like that. It's a place.
But do you get there internally or externally?
Oh, that's your question. Okay. Yeah. Well, both. Because look at this. The four Kumaras, they went there in Haribol. And they were told, you can't enter. And they did what they did. therefore, giant Vijay, I got, the consequence of not living. So they internally and externally. They didn't just go internally in meditation or something. They went there. Both. And that's the idea, then, is one can fully spiritualize, and in fully spiritualized, topic, everything material has its connection with the source, and therefore fundamentally is as spiritual as anything else is spiritual, but it becomes material, when we don't see its connection with the Supreme. And that's the Achinta Beta Beta Tattva conception that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught, the Bhagavatam teaches. So both external and internal, not only one or only the other. You get the last question.
Thank you, Maharaj. Very nice. So I was thinking like when Arjuna
hold
was
hold the microphone a little further away because your voice is too powerful.
Sorry. Yeah. When Arjuna was given divine vision, then he can see many things that we cannot see with our ordinary eyes.
Right.
So I'm thinking too, all the planets, there's life, but scientists can't see anything because they're looking with the material eyes, So even the spiritual realm might be existing there too, but
existing cannot, where? You say there. Where's there?
We cannot perceive, with our limited vision. Yes, Maharaj, what did you say about there?
There was a word in your sentence construction, and you used the word there, and I wanted to know what you mean by there.
Yeah. Well, within the realm of this 2 trillion galaxies,
oh, come on.
The spiritual realm also has to exist within that.
But,
you know what's 2 trillion galaxies? One galaxy.
You're asking the same question again through the back door, that's all.
Well, whatever. Spiritual realm has to exist within that.
It's the same answer. Let's keep it simple, and material can't approach spiritual. The material can be spiritualized by the power of bhakti, but not by something else and something else and something else, by the power of bhakti. That which is from Krishna can be spiritualized, whether it's in this domain or that domain. And then it can be experienced directly and indirectly, or internally and externally. But,
Okay, Maharaj.
Same question.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to end. Srila Prabhupada ki. More Pimanandi.